Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's get after it on a Monday. Super wild card Monday Night Football playoff game. Evil Empire against the GOAT. The GOAT. Is the GOAT done? We're gonna talk about it. There's lots in play. 402-464-5685. Starter Hammond Text Line, Hunter Lincoln Hotline. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us with a what's up, and we'll invite you into the conversation. We appreciate you hanging out with us over the course of the next 2 hours. I got a full ticket weeknight for you, so we'll run pretty late, and I believe Harrison's going to cover you all the way into a Cowboys-Bucks postgame. So, you know, lock up the app. Put it on your Facebook, get it on YouTube, get to Twitter Live where you get the alerts, and go all night with us. Greatly appreciate it. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, let him know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock.
It's we're there next Friday, so but this week we'll be at the Scarlet Hotel on
there
Thursday.
It is.
So they always hook us up and take care of us, and we appreciate them for it. Jay Foreman, let's pop the cap off this
just
bad boy.
Busy.
Let's
just
pop
go
the cap
and just get busy.
Through all of this, first of all, celebrate your Buffalo Bills. Tell me, break down what happened,
man,
to make that game more competitive than it needed to be.
That's a game I didn't. You know, I knew first of all, like you saw with Baltimore and Cincinnati. You play a division team third time in a year. They know you. It's always going to be competitive. By no means that I think Buffalo was going to blow Miami out, regardless of who was playing quarterback. And Mike McDaniel's a pretty creative play caller. So if you look at, you know, everybody appreciates San Francisco and what Purdy's doing, it's no different, right? Actually, they're both rookies. So, you know, they're fitting into a system. Buffalo, I think, is obviously, in my opinion, unbiased. I think they're the better team, but I think any time that you turn the ball over and don't put the dagger in the heart, especially in the playoffs, in the NFL, these are the best of the best teams that are playing right now, regardless of the records. Mm-hmm. So it's 0-0. So you know you saw the Vikings game. You win 13 games. Nobody cares. They got dominated yesterday. So, you know, with Buffalo, I think that, you know, they outgained them. You know, they were running the ball, but I think also they got a little bit too pass happy, you know, because they built the lead, you know, where they came out and became physical, hit the explosive plays. But you saw when they dropped the bomb, and then you had the kind of bang-bang play with Beasley with the interception. And then once the momentum changes, regardless of who's playing quarterback, these are all world-class athletes and the best players of playing football. They're going to be able to make plays. They got the best wide receiver combination in the league. You got Gesicki, who's probably one of the top, say, 10 tight ends. They have a plethora of running backs that add to essentially make up one good running back, and then they have a decent offensive line. And so they were able to take advantage, and then Buffalo was able to get a three-point lead after halftime. And then it was back and forth, and then Buffalo was able to kind of get out of their own way. And at the end of the day, nobody cares how many yards you have. Nobody cares how many touchdowns you throw for or run for or X, Y, and Z. They care about that W. So Buffalo was definitely fortunate enough that they made enough plays to win the game. And so, Miami was a valiant effort. Buffalo was able to, fortunate enough to move on to the next round. And that's what you see, every team that won this weekend is fortunate enough to pull out that game. And you'll see it probably tonight, and everything's heightened. You study longer, you look for tendencies, you got to go in there and play. And cause every play counts. There is no next week. There is no, oh, we got four games and we can win three and we can kind of turn it up. Once you lose this game, you're making plans for the off season, and then everything starts to kind of be out of your control. So the thing that you can control today or, yesterday or Saturday is how you prepare and how you play. It's always good to win a ugly game or when you don't play up to your best, and knowing that you played good enough to win. And so Buffalo's fortunate enough not to have a lot of regret this whole offseason, considering how well they played, besides the self-inflicted wounds that they were not only doing to themselves, but then Miami made some plays as well. But, there's some things that Buffalo needs to clean up. I like this. I think Josh Allen is, one of the best quarterbacks. I just ball security. You see him coming out of halftime, you give up 7 points, and then the YOLO ball where he hadn't thrown an interception in the playoffs, I think, in almost 140 passes. But still, those are the things that kind of, reap their ugly head during the regular season. He corrected it towards the end of the season. That's where they're able to win eight in a row. I would say from an offensive standpoint, I would have liked to see them run the ball more when they had that 10-point lead.
Are you upset, bothered by the fact that the Dolphins put up 31 points with a backup quarterback against the Bills?
A little bit of both. But I think that's just the way that sometimes Leslie Frazier calls his defense. They play more of a nickel defense, so it's just two linebackers. I think Miami took advantage. Well, they scored 24 points and had the ball plenty of times in Buffalo territory, so you'd like him to play sudden change a little bit better. I think the defense played good enough to win. They had two turnovers, hit the quarterback some, made some plays on the ball, and then, Miami has great players. They do. And it's not like they were playing out there with a third or fourth team receiver. They have the best wide receiver combination in the league, the fastest two guys. They're going to cause problems. I'd like Buffalo defense to play better because I think they got two of the best linebackers in the league. One was an all-pro. I think they got some – look, with Micah Hyde being out, Hurts, and then obviously Hamlin being out, so now you're down to your third safety at that position. But ultimately I think they could play better, but ultimately I think in the playoffs things are different. Miami came out, they got down, battled back, some of it was given to them, but they took advantage of it, so the pressure became more on Buffalo. And then after that, I think it was a tight game, and Buffalo was able to make some plays. The best part I could think about is Buffalo able to physically impose their will on Miami when Miami needed a stop to get the ball back.
It seemed like this weekend most of the games had a late moment, even with the score, even with the 49ers game. There's still late moments in games where teams had one final chance to kind of make a run at it. Are coaches being exposed?
A little bit.
Like, it just seems like there's a disconnect between game management, time management, and personnel management.
Yeah, I think, Mike McDaniel and the way he is kind of just out there freelancing, probably that's the big deal. Staley as well. Sometimes you're coaching not to lose instead of coaching to win. Maybe a little bit with the Vikings, you know. Those are little things that you see. You know, the Vikings, they got a fourth and inches, and you get it offsides, now you got to punt the ball. Those are the things that you got to – those are the details that you got to make sure that you're in tune with. You know, look at the Baltimore, where Harbaugh is one of the – I like Harbaugh as a coach, but if you're going to run a quarterback sneak, you can spread out the formation. You don't condense the formation and then have, like, a six-foot quarterback try
but
to jump
you
over.
But you got Dobbins. Why is that even –
hold on. We can get to that next. I'm talking about if that's the play that you're choosing to call – you call it in a different way. So you see some things that, like you said, in the crossover, sometimes you can outthink yourself, and then you end up kicking yourself in the butt instead of just doing what you usually do and what you're good at. Every game is pretty close. I would think the Seattle game got out of hand a little bit, but that was a tightly contested game in the first half. But 49ers probably looked the best this weekend. Considering
that was my next question, was who looked best of all the teams?
The 49ers looked the best, but that could change by next week.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
it's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Depending on matchup, but I'm telling you, New York looked impressive as well. The 49ers looked the best to me because they had that second gear. Yeah, it was close. But then they said, you know what, we're going to put our foot on the gas and we're not looking back. You know, Jacksonville, you know, I think that they were a little, you know, moment struck. You know, they're an extremely young team. It's respectable that they were able to, you know, get their bearings together and pull out that victory.
Did Jacksonville win or did the Chargers lose?
The Chargers lost that game. They did. They had a full flight. They Chargers are going to charge her, man. I mean, they just.
But
it's going to be injury. It's going to be. They're always going to be injury. Their star players. They're going to lose 3 or 4 star players every year for no reason. I mean, just I've never seen it happen all the time.
But that was my question, because when I asked about coaches being exposed, when you're up 17, when you're up 27, when you're up late by 2 scores. Why is it coaches lean into, I now need to do a thing that goes against what got me to here. Lead in the right. first place.
Right. I think it's human nature. You see it all the time in basketball. I mean, you've coached enough basketball.
Yeah.
You all three of
them. Oh, four corners. Delay.
Yeah, right.
You know, spread them out.
I mean, how many times have you seen in a high school game where a team is up 5 points and they go four corners with 3.5 minutes left, and next thing you know, they're either going into overtime or lose?
Wait. Let's test Austin. Austin, give me the four corners. Give me a breakdown on the four corners.
You have a player in four corners,
uh-huh.
and you stand. You hold the ball. There was no shot clock.
Dean Smith, North Carolina.
Like
the
Don't
evil,
like that
the
man.
Evil empire. Like yep. I need to give him a chance yep. to be a Duke fan.
Yep.
And yeah. shout out, like,
Dean Smith ruined basketball.
That when Phil Ford used to throw up the four fingers,
right.
the game was over.
Right.
Like the game was over. Right.
I think a little bit of that goes into. I think the teams try to. And Baltimore Ravens is they're huge into analytics. I respect it, but it's under pressure. I think I always remember this, and I remember Nick Saban saying this, and I consider him, if not the best college coach, one of the best of all time. He says, under pressure to win games, think players, not plays. I'm thinking players, not analytics.
But that should be, for me, and the best coaches I've ever been around all worked from this premise, that I don't care what sport it is, and I don't care what level. My job as a coach is to identify my most talented player and put him in the play that gives him the most likelihood of success and then use that in majority.
Right.
Like, your best player, I've asked it about Nebraska 100 times in every sport. Who's your best player? What's your best play? That's your identity.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out with Seattle. What they were doing this weekend. I had no idea what their best play was. I couldn't figure it out for Baltimore until late when it became obvious to me that every time Hundley pulled the ball down and ran, he broke down the defense.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Stick with that. Let's just do that. And the quarterback sneak, you could have extended the field the way you could have spread it out.
Right.
But him dropping back created gaps, created room. That seemed like a real simple thing for me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I do want to talk about Minnesota and the Giants because it just looked like the Giants were in film study and the Vikings were not. The Giants looked like they knew where they had a lamb. They knew where their win was. And they attacked that gap, those two gaps, over and over again. They had two matchups that they liked throwing the ball. They went to those matchups. They didn't get cute. They didn't get fancy. And the Vikings had no answer. Like, oh.
No adjustments. No nothing.
Nothing.
They looked lethargic. They looked uninspired. They looked entitled to win. They looked like a team that won. And they realized they never really took anything away from all the one-score games that they won. They never took anything away from the Indianapolis game that, hey, look, at one point in time, we were down 33-0.
True.
So, I know we came back and won, but there's a reason we were down 33-0. They never really came to terms with losing to Green Bay and looking the way they did at Green Bay. And, you know, granted, Green Bay was desperate, but that's a rivalry game. Mm-hmm. You get up for that even if you're tired. They didn't look at the Giants last game when they had to kick a 62-yarder field goal to win. Mm-hmm. That's a toss-up game. It wasn't a dominating game. And the Giants came in. They didn't fix the Saquon Barkley problem. Even they only had to run him 9 times. It was like every time he carried the ball, it was like this cat is putting in work. And he only had 9 carries. He had 2 touchdowns. They didn't fix the crossing route problem. So that lets me know they're second-level linebackers that have always been exposed when Mike Zimmer was there
mm-hmm.
and when Ed Donatell is there. That hasn't been fixed from a talent standpoint or a coaching standpoint. They had my man Patrick Peterson in the spin cycle. And Harrison Smith, when he's trying to come and make a play, and then you kind of like pirouette like you're in practice, and then you get caught up, and then give up an explosive play, then I'm going back to your practice habits. So then I'm going to look at, okay, well, are you only practicing offense because you think that's the most important to you because you're an offensive coach? Now let's go to the offense. Actually, you can't really be that mad at Kirk Cousins. No interceptions, but I will say, why even run Hockenson on anything less than a 10-yard route? You know it's going to be tight coverage. Right? They're double-teaming Jefferson, so you know he's out. So you got Osborne, Hockenson, and also I like my man Cook out of the backfield. But you threw it to the third to 3 yards. What if he makes a tackle? You can't expect – this is the thing. You can't
And he
expect,
wasn't under – like, I thought if he had been under full pressure –
and just had to get rid of
and
the
had
ball,
to get right. rid of it, that's one right. thing. This was a Kirk decision.
Right.
And it was one of the ones – and as soon as he threw it, I just went, no,
that's Kirk.
Like you called him by name, Kirk. This is your child. But when your child's doing the thing that you know that they shouldn't do, right. they know they shouldn't do it, and you just go.
But did you listen to him though? He was talking about, oh well, he broke tackles earlier in the game. Okay, we talked about coaches kind of outthinking themselves. Don't have a predetermined play or action, and don't think you're going to have a predetermined outcome. It never works that way. These are the
Why
best
is that guys. Play in your third and eight playbook?
That's what.
How did that end up on your look? You need nine. So right. whatever your third and nine, fourth and nine.
You're running an option route. You're going up 9 yards, and I want you to bully him off of you because the worst case scenario they call offensive pass interference. We're going again.
Yeah,
and if you have a completion,
I didn't understand it, but we'll look. We have other games we'll talk about. There's two things I want to take care of. So first of all. Shout out to Aaron Davis for hooking us up Saturday
right,
night.
Yeah.
He emceed the Dave Remington Awards, and what a great group. A lot of Huskers in the building.
Yeah,
the young man from Michigan was impressive in several ways. His story is a great story. And then second, Corey Lytle, thank you for your donation. We brought up a couple of weeks ago that some of the school systems were having problems with negative balances and with students not being able to eat. Seward, they had a meeting a week ago where now everybody will eat. They won't get a different meal. They'll be boundaried a little bit by a la carte and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we met with some folks from Seward, and the whole point was we will set aside an account for donations, and then that money goes straight to Seward. To the school system, or actually to the high school, so that if kids are in need and kids count go negative, the school doesn't have the burden and the pressure of having to deal with it, and the parents don't have to worry about the embarrassment that goes with it. With that, a couple of things about the text line. I'm going to repeat it to you. If you've been blocked from one text line because you somehow put your nose in business and didn't belong to you, and you were being a jerk on the text line, and then you move to another area to be a jerk, guess what? I'll block you there too. Corey's doing a wonderful thing. We had 6 different people who made donations. We had another 4 that made donations here directly to the station. We met with the folks from the school system. Don't be on in this space creating negative energy. You're not. You don't have permission to do that. And if you've been moved from one space to the other, there's a reason. You don't, the courtesy of you being able to interact with us over the course of this thing, we don't charge you for this. Don't be a jerk. Just don't be a jerk. I don't have it. Corey, thank you for what you're doing. He made a donation. We had somebody that questioned why he would do that. Because he's a good person. You should probably try that as well. We'll be right back here in Old School.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.